Good morning, everyone. I think I'm going to have one of those cordless, Mike. I feel like running around. Last week, we had a wonderful time with the Sunday school, and we talked about superheroes. And I believe with many of us adults, we do have our own secret superheroes. Huh? I remember when I was a kid, the first Spider-Man movie came. We were so fascinated in Fiji at that time that a group of us started praying that God will help us if we can crawl up on the walls. Didn't work. Today we'll talk about the heart of men and women of faith. For me, we can look back over the history and read about amazing men and women. Why? Because these great people who have gone before us inspired our faith today. Amen? But what about our faith as people today? Do we inspire faith in each other? And I want to bring that closer to us. I was watching the news, CNN. I was following the election in New Zealand. My wife and I spent quite a number of years in New Zealand. So they had the youngest prime minister now. A lady that is younger than me, who is now the prime minister. And the joy, the excitement. You know, I thought to myself, it'll be difficult to be a leader of a nation. Huh? That you've been waking up every single morning, problems. Every single day, you encounter problems. Your role as a leader is to bring transformation. What do you do? You know, that's why we need to pray for the leaders. That's why we need to pray for our community leaders. That'll be, man, you know, I put myself in their shoes. Somebody waking me up. Joelle, huh? Good morning. There's problems. And then the next day, there's problems. Good morning. Welcome. When we look at these problems, we are overwhelmed. And we ask ourselves, how do we deal with this? Where is the root? Let me just say something. This is my opinion. What if the root of all this problem we're facing today and throughout history goes back to relationship? Relationship between man and God. Relationship between man and each other. And relationship between man and our own self. That when we look at it, the problem is to do with relationship from the very beginning. When I think of that, I can say, aha, I can be part of the solution. If relationship, the relationship between mankind and God, mankind and each other, and man and our own self in what is going on inside us, our own relationship with ourselves, then we can say, I can be part of the solution. You see, mighty men and women of God are those who see solution in the midst of problem. Because if we want to be negative, I tell you what, we will write all the books and fill in the whole world with negativity until the day we see Jesus. But when we look at the situation around us, how can I be part
of the solution.
Heroes of faith, saints who have gone before us. One thing that mobilized, that's been the catapult, what motivates them, what drives them, is that they see an answer to relationship. Paul says that Christ came, the number one agenda of Jesus when he came here on earth. His number one, his main ministry, it's not to heal or cast out demons, all those things are part of it, but that man be reconciled back with God. Amen? Everything else follows after that. Solution. And we look at, I've been looking at different examples of men and inspiration that I get. What makes these people different? What are the mark and the character of men and women of faith? I have my own. Number one, these guys are part of the solution. Number two, they are always carrier of the good news. Amen? They're not carrier of bad news. Though sometimes good news can be bad to those people who love bad things. But the carrier of good news. How beautiful are the feet of those who brings good news. How blessed. Have you ever been around people who are negative all the time? It rubs into us. It doesn't build you. It doesn't inspire you. Yeah, it discourages your performance. There is a statistics that in workplace with a lot of negativity, it decreases the performance of people into 50%. Create an environment of negativity, you might as well destroy people. That's why it says here, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. I want to be the carrier of good news. I want to bring news of hope to people. I want my relationship with others to inspire their faith, to encourage them with God. That's what I want. Sometimes we fail. I fail. So better. Get well. Get better in doing that. This is an encouragement. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news. Secondly, my message today will be short. Obedience is an incredible mark. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, he says, by faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. You see, there's something about obedience. A few years ago, I was in a little island in North America, in Canada, called Ahauset. We have to go by boat for hours in order to get to this tribe. Now, what the tribe, the First Nation, indigenous people of North America and Canada, this particular island have one of the highest rate of alcohol and drug abuse for teenagers. And for many years, the elders of the tribe, they're saying, we want a solution because we did that. We are the one that modeled to these guys. And now we're trying to stop them. But we can't. We've been to many workshops and programs run by government. We are tired of the process and this and that. We want something that works. And when I set foot on that island, you can tell. It's like you're stepping back in 60 years. It's like a cowboy place. And you can tell There's something there. But also you can tell the cry of the people to experience a new age, a new year of freedom. So they brought in, they run a school for all the elders, a discipleship school, and they bring in speakers from different parts of the world. I was honored to be invited to be part. So I took a week and I spoke on reconciliation and the Father heart of God. So for 1 week, when I was talking about reconciliation, I also talk about the prodigal son, and suddenly I heard this commotion in the hall. People just stood up and left. Chairs were falling. So I thought, okay, something wrong with what I was saying, because they were leaving. I was a little bit nervous. So I know that the Word of God transformed people's lives. So do I back off? Do I just say no? So I keep going. And then a few days later, these people came back. I was worried. And then I talked about reconciliation. And I was speaking from the book of Hosea, the prophet. And he's married to a woman who went out you know the story. So after a while, this guy stood up, dropped the chair on the floor, and left. I was a bit worried. So I thought, okay, maybe I'll just stop right now. So we have, can we have a quick break, please? I need to process here with some people. One of the elders, the chief of the tribe came to me and said, Joel, don't worry about what's going on. Okay. I am aware that you are aware of what's going on. Yes. This is good news. Huh? See, where we were meeting, that's the meeting house of this tribe. And their house are just around this place. They don't want to process anymore. Give us the truth. We'll go and do it. So that night when they heard the message, this man went out to their family, called the family, come here, all of you, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive Daddy. They put what they heard right away. They don't want to wait for the end of the meeting. They heard the truth, they went out, and they did it. Right on the spot. Said, we're tired of processing and this and that. We want the Word of God, the principle that makes, that breaks the yoke, that will create a new generation from now on. This was 2012. These same people came and helped us. Nine of them drove from a house for 9 hours to help Henrik and I and the team that went to Canada. The nation transformed. Why? They want to obey the word. We went to Fiji. And some of us are asking, okay, what did we do? What was the impact? Yeah, 100,000 people come to the Lord. This and that. Okay. But sometimes we wonder. Let me just say something quickly. Last Friday, they buried the man who hosted us in the island of Bengal. He passed away. I got a call from his son, the same man that welcomed us to Canada, working with the Native Indian. Said, my dad that hosts you, he passed. But this is what he said before he died. He was buried last Friday. He said, I am so happy to witness the awakening of God in my village that I can be part of it by opening the door to invite the team from Europe to come. Yeah? Sometimes we want result. But sometimes the impact is when we stand and walk in obedience that inspired the faith in other people, yeah, to do audacious things for God. Amen. by watching you as you step in obedience to do things. Their lives are inspired. Their faith in God is ignited to do things for God. Amen? So when we went to Fiji, to Suva, one of the secretary of the Fiji Baptist Convention wrote to me, and she said, "Joely, thank you for coming." Because when Pastor Suka was announcing the team that came, everybody was scratching their head for months. They said, "Really?" Until the day you guys were standing right there in front of the church. Something happened because people thought that he was just, okay, this is impossible. Why would that group came all the way here? For what? But when they saw the team in front of the church, that gesture of obedience built faith. Amen? This is what happened. We ran a workshop. Carla was there. This month is the graduation of the 3 months of School of Worship that came out of that trip. They bought a brand new van, the youth. You know, they saw the team coming and going, "We need to get together. We need to believe in God for something. No, let's get a new one." So that their faith was taken to another level. "Let's go and buy a brand new van." So we bought the 60,000 worth of brand new 15-seater to take people home and bring them up and do all kinds of stuff. Yeah, that's what happened. They never done that before. And guess what? Last week, the pastor told me, "Joely, we just bought in 100 new chairs because the church is too small." Obedience. Man of obedience. When we step out and say, "Yes, I want to be part of the solution. Yes, I want to be the carrier of good news." By stepping out, other people, your faith, your obedience breaks the power of the enemy of unbelief. Amen? Last one, I'm going to show you a video. The last one is our willingness to give God what He's asking us. This little boy who gave the fish and the loaves, he could have said, "Oh, hold on a second, you take one and take another bread. This is for me." But he surrendered. He gave away what he had, knowing and expecting that God will do something. This pure curiosity, "I wonder what God is going to do." And all this comes from our yielding and our willingness to give to God what He's asking of us. I will close. I'm going to show a video here from the Global Summit, Leadership Summit. I want you to just pay attention and see what God says to you about this small clip.
All right, so before we get started, I just want to make sure I've got all this straight. You planted underground churches in China. You traded wells to free pygmy slaves.
Take the little that we have talked about.